Hi, this is Claire, one of your mum mates. Just here to remind you that you're not alone. Yes, it's tough, but you're doing far better than you think. Now, I know you're a mum, but you're important too. And if you're feeling like you don't know who you are anymore or find yourself craving a new chapter after having kids, I'm here to help you. Oh, and tell your mum mates, this might just help them too. Hi, so as this is our first episode, I thought I'd give you a little bit of background about me and about why I'm here and I'm doing this, because you might know me from Play Hooray, the play lady, the girl who used to go live every day and do play activities with little ones, being an early years expert. That was always my passion. However, I've recently pivoted and I've had a lot of people reach out and say, like, why the need? It's rather than completely starting again, it is a slight pivot. In the past, I've always been supporting mainly mums, it's nearly all mums in my audience, mainly mums to feel confident about how they spend the time with their children. And it was a combination of things, actually. Earlier this year, it was a bit of a light bulb moment, actually. And yes, I've been doing the play stuff for about, well, since my eldest was born. So he's almost 9. So that's how old that is. Gosh, that's scary, isn't it? And I've been doing the play all this time. However, I had my third baby in October last year. So he's coming up to 1. And I just noticed a couple of months after having him, I was just having the same feelings I was having after I had my other two children, just feeling very lost, very, I think stuck is the best way to describe it. And I've called my recent online course that I've just published last week, Stuck to Strong, because it really does sum up everything that has happened. I was feeling stuck. I felt stuck in the house. I felt stuck with a baby. I just felt stuck, like I was in a position or in a situation where I was stuck and I couldn't do anything about it, or I felt I couldn't do anything about it, and I felt stuck. I felt like I was sat in the shadows watching everyone else going about their lives, having a great old time, while I was stuck at home, just getting through the day, basically, just surviving the day, absolutely not thriving, surviving the day, and just felt like I was living in the shadows of everyone else, of my other children, of my partner, of seeing family, just everyone else having a great old time, friends, family. And I resented it and I missed it, and I was missing the old me, and but I didn't know who I was anymore, because I was suddenly this mum with 3 children, with 3 boys. And yeah, so it was a combination of that feeling, and I'd had those feelings after having my other two children as well. That was actually the catalyst to me starting the business in the first place. When I had Mason, my eldest, I had completely lost my sense of self-worth and my purpose. And that is what prompted me to start the business, was to start building a community online. And after feeling very lonely, sort of finding my spark again. And so that's what prompted that with him. And then after my second, it was more of a, I didn't like myself, not feeling worthy, didn't like, I never lost the weight after having my second, before then falling pregnant with my third, and just not feeling like myself in clothes. So not wanting to go to baby groups. We'd had lockdown, which I think played a big part in that as well. So there were all these things going on for me personally after having my 3 children. And it was that light bulb moment of realizing that losing my identity was playing a big role in me and how I was feeling about myself, and noticing that other mums were feeling the same. But also at the same time, noticing the conversations that I was having with mums in DMs online always came back down to their confidence, their self-belief, their self-worth. So we were having these conversations in DMs, and it was almost like someone holding a mirror up to myself. Like I said, it was like a light bulb moment. I remember being sat in my bed and sort of realising that this was actually where I wanted to work, instead of setting up the play activities. I've been doing it for 8 or so years. Actually, I wanted to help mums better. I wanted to help myself. and I wanted to help other mums as well, and decided that I was retrain as a coach. And that's currently what I'm doing to be able to offer better support to the mums in my community. Decided to go on a personal journey to become stronger. I was craving feeling strong. After having three big babies, my body was just so wobbly and soft, and I just had no core strength. And as you know, when you've got that strength, when you feel good about it, you hold yourself differently, you enter the room differently, you have conversations differently, you think of yourself differently. And I just had none of that. I felt very soft and wobbly and just didn't recognize myself. And it was also on the inside as well. I wanted to feel stronger on the inside, having my own opinions, feeling worthy, feeling like I liked myself. I missed all of that sort of stuff, wanting the old me again. So it was a real combination of craving feeling strong on the inside and the out. So I went on this personal journey. And then it was when I noticed that people were commenting. I felt different in myself. But then when people start to say, "Cor, you look great," or "you seem really happy," and all these, and even people on social media were like, "I don't know what's going on, but you seem like a different person." You're like, "Oh my goodness, it's starting to actually radiate out of me. It's actually making a difference." And it was. Little did I know, when I started this journey back in, gosh, I think it was about January, February time, of deciding to be stronger, to work on my mindset, my positivity, my physical and mental health, just how much I would need that. My personal life changed dramatically, unexpectedly, and thank goodness I had been working on my mindset and looking after myself, because that really played a big part and it really tested me, but I got through it, and that was huge. And that almost encouraged the catalyst for me to change my professional life as well. I was going on this journey. I was realizing play was a different tool to me now with three boys. I wanted to help other mums. I had more of a calling as such. I wanted to help other mums in a similar situation to me, maybe weren't as fortunate as me to be able to take steps to look after my physical and mental health. So started putting together what I was doing after so many people were asking me, started putting it together. And then, so yeah, it has been a huge change for me. I've written three online courses around going that journey from going from feeling stuck to feeling strong on the inside and out, or the mindset. I've written a course on how to build a business online, which is what I do. And then I've written a course as well on manifesting, goal setting, which is a huge part of finding who you are to then be able to have the goals to know where you're going. So it was amazing. It's putting the courses together, completely revamping my business, has changed me as a person. I've learned so much and it's been the best thing I've ever done. And yeah, I'm quite amazed by that. When people say game changer, you know, people ban that term around a lot, but it really has. It's changed my life. And so now I launched everything last week. However, I'm very much out of my comfort zone. Play, I knew. This is all new to me. So I am completely out of my comfort zone. So it's really funny when I talk to other mums about finding their confidence that I'm also having to practice it the same. It doesn't happen overnight. This is a journey. And to do a podcast, I wanted to do it for ages. I used to do one ages ago. Stopped because I talked myself out of it. Used to go live every day. Stopped because I talked myself out of it. You know, that there it goes. That feeling of not being good enough, not feeling worthy, imposter syndrome. Who am I to do a podcast? Who am I to go live every day? Who am I to even be on social media? You know, all these sorts of feelings, they eat away at you. And so now I'm making a conscious effort to be present on social media, to record a podcast, to do all these things. But it doesn't mean that it's easy. It doesn't come easy. It's, like I said, it's a huge leap out of my comfort zone. And for a long time, I always thought you had to wait to feel confident. I'd almost wait for these things. I won't do that. I'll start that when I feel confident. You know, I'll start a podcast once I've got the microphone, once I've got the software, once I've got the equipment, once I've written the script, and once I've done all these things and I feel confident, then I'll start the podcast. Well, like with everything, I say this to mums all the time, you know, I'll start a business when I feel confident. And I'm like, you're not going to feel confident until you start the business. Oh, excuse the dog in the background, jumping off my bed. Yes. So I talk to mums about it, and that I've learnt, you know, whether it's going for a job interview, whether it's going on a first date, whether it's going for your first driving lesson, you never feel confident to begin with, do you? You go in there petrified. Oh my goodness, so nervous. Actually, that confidence only comes after you've taken action. So actually, once you've started, and this is something we talk about in the courses, you know, it's only by doing the thing, believing that you can do it and doing it anyway, then the confidence comes. That's when you start to feel confident, is once you start doing the thing that you said you're going to do. And I've learned it for myself. So I am making myself record this episode today because I know that then I will feel more confident to record more. But sometimes it's just about getting off the starting blocks, isn't it? And sometimes you need a friend to either encourage you or to give you that really friendly kick up the bum and say, come on, you can do this. Let's get on with it. And so that's why I'm here. I'm hoping that this podcast will be like that voice note that your mate sends you when you're having a bad day or you're having a moan to each other. That voice note that just says, I'm here too. You're not alone. It's tough, but we're all finding it tough. But you're important and you're doing a better job than you think you are. And that's my whole aim with this, with the courses, with the social media podcasts, the posts that I'm putting out there, is all to help mums. If I can help just one more person not to feel alone, to help them learn to love themselves again, which is the journey that I've been on, and to feel confident enough to go to a new baby group, to start a business, to start in life goals for themselves. I mean, how awesome is that? So I really hope this helps. And it's just a gentle reminder that don't wait until you feel worthy. Don't wait until you feel confident to do the thing. Sometimes you just got to do it and believe that you'll work it out along the way. And you definitely will. Because I have. Even though it really takes some guts to do it. Once I've done this, I'll be buzzing. Because I'll feel more confident that I actually did the thing that I said I was going to do. So I could encourage you to do the same. Is there one thing you could do today that's something new, something out your comfort zone, or just something that's going to make you feel more confident about yourself? Start taking the steps towards those goals that you're wanting to take, or set those big goals. It's good to dream big, isn't it? So yes, I really hope this helps. Thank you very much for being here. And yeah, chat to you soon. Lots of love. Bye. Thank you for listening today. I really hope you found it helpful, and perhaps you could share it with one of your mum mates and they might find it helpful too. Oh, and I'd love to be mum mates with you. So please sell me a selfie of you listening along. I'd love to get to chat to you. And if you could leave a review, that would be awesome. Send me a little screenshot of your review and I will send you a discount code to use on our site. Bye.